Mansfield about winning a script writing award, as he had done at that time. And now he's just been shortlisted in the Reading's Young Adult Book of the Year for his first book in the Boone Shepherd series. So he just keeps on hitting milestones. Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks.
Shortlisted so far. So when do you find out?
We'll find out at the end of July. I mean, look, to be completely honest with you, I'm not sort of sitting here holding my breath thinking, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to win. I mean, because, to be honest, the kind of things that normally get nominated for awards like this tend to be books, you know, about very serious contemporary issues, things like that. Books that are sort of very deep, very theme-driven. Boone Shepherd kind of launched the fun adventure yarn. So, to be honest, when I found out we were shortlisted, even that kind of blew my mind a bit. So, at the moment, I'm sort of just enjoying the publicity and the book sales as well, coming with the shortlisting.
Well, that's the whole thing. Having books to sell, that's a big thing. In the modern era, it might surprise some people, we still even print books, sadly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, I mean, you'd be surprised. I feel like almost every time, maybe it's symptomatic of there being less bookstores around than there used to be, but I feel like almost every bookstore I go into in Melbourne nowadays tends to be pretty overflowing with people. So, I think print's probably less on the dead side than people think it is.
Well, a lot of us still like to hold a book in our hands, the tactile,
yeah, definitely in that camp.
Feel of it. Yeah, and it's not luminously boring into your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I can't get into e-books. I just can't get my head around it.
Mm. Having said that, I'm reading tablets and computers all the time these days, but comes a point where your eyes just feel tired over that. So anyway, you're doing really well with your Boone Shepherd series, and you're up to, I think you've just launched the second book in that series, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it was a bit funny because I found out about the Reading shortlisting probably about 2 months ago or so, and my publisher sort of called me to let me know, but it was getting announced on the 30th of May, and the second book was coming out on the 29th of May. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it'd be so good if we could, like, announce it at the book launch, or, like, if we could use it for publicity for the second book or anything. But, I mean, I suppose the flip side to it is that basically it meant that when the second book came, when the shortlisting was announced, the second book was already on shelves. So, in theory, people who read the first book and hopefully don't hate it can pretty much pick up the second book straight away.
Good. That sounds like a good strategic plan. What are your plans for the series overall? Are we Boone Shepherd 3, 4, 5, 6?
There's going to be 3 and 4. Sorry, I'm fighting off the cold at the moment. 3 will probably be out by the end of the year. I don't want to jinx it, but by the looks of it, just kind of with the success of the first one. Because, I mean, the first one sort of returns the best of it the first time. It did kind of first week, really, in the light of the shortlisting. So, the first and second one have been doing really well for themselves. So I reckon I would be surprised if it was another year between books 2 and book 3. Our distributor kind of wants us to get 3 and 4 out pretty quickly because, you know, obviously they're kids' books and kids grow up pretty fast and kids can kind of forget about a series pretty quickly. So the distributor's kind of keen to get all 4 books on shelves as soon as possible so they can be readily available. The 3 and 4 books have written, they just need to be edited and sort of typeset and given the illustrations and everything. So, hopefully not too long.
And for those people who are looking for a young adult read, perhaps just along the lines of a Boone Shepherd novel, just a potted synopsis.
So basically, it's short version. It's about a journalist in sort of a warped steampunk kind of gothic version of the 1960s. He travels around solving crimes and mysteries, and there is a time travel component that slowly sneaks up on him, involving his own dark past. And basically, we learn that he's sort of somebody who's run away from something in the 1800s by the means of extremely unrealistic time travel, and basically has to confront that past over the course of the series in sort of incremental installments. It's very zany, it's very fun. It's got lots of sort of references to classic literature, to classic music from the 1960s and things like that. There's one scene in the second book where he meets Elvis Presley. But because Boone is a time traveler from the 1800s, he doesn't actually know who Elvis Presley is. And I had tremendous fun writing that scene of Rashi so that Elvis Presley speaks only in quotes from Elvis Presley songs, which was just completely absurd. But one of those moments where you're thinking, this is really, really dumb, but really, really fun to write.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
That is actually one of the lines he says to Boone at one point, because Elvis Presley's trying to enlist him for some job. But he's like, I don't want to And Elvis literally says to him, we can't go on together with the vision minds. So, yeah.
Yes, brilliant. And so he meets Elvis Presley, obviously got his own TARDIS, borrowing that from Doctor Who. What inspires you to write? I mean, do you write every day? Do you make yourself do it?
Look, I try to. I think what inspires me to write probably comes down to being as simple as I'm not good at anything else. So I kind of have to do this.
Okay, but, so you'll be a good writer if you're not good at anything else. Good, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, it just kind of meant I had to get good at this because, you know, all other career options sort of eluded me. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I've always sort of been in love with stories. I've always been in love with storytelling. And yeah, like the fact that I'm at a point in my life where I get to do it for a living is kind of staggering, but something very, very much worthwhile to be grateful for, I think.
Yeah, gee. How old are you? 25?
I'm 25, yeah.
Gee. Great work.
thank you.
Boone Shepherd, where'd the name come from?
To be honest, I wish there was some sort of, you know, deeper meaning to answer that question. To be honest, it just, when I was a teenager, I was a really big fan of the TV series Lost. And there's a character in the TV series called Boone and a character called Jack Shepherd. That pretty much merged the name.
Why not? Boone Shepherd, a whole new character. Well, we'll look forward to, we've got the launch, as we just said, of the second in the Boone Shepherd series, and maybe number three by the end of the year, but anyway, if it happens then, it happens then. And we look forward to seeing more and more Boone Shepherd and other novels by you. Gabrielle, good luck, and also in the shortlisting.
Thanks.
Mansfield's Gabrielle Bergmoser, just 25 years old. And just about to launch his, just has launched the second one, and now maybe the third in writing a series, a character in a series when you're in your early to mid-20s. Should that be allowed? I'm just trying to think now. My achievements to date. Well done anyway, Gabrielle Bergmoser, and there's hope, you see, if you reckon you've got that novel inside you, Gabrielle can do it. It's 22 to 10 in just a moment. We'll have a